object to those stories that say I'm a lame duck. I'm not a lame duck. I'm a sprinting duck.
Boy, it's hard to remember back to the days of the George W. Bush administration. The lack of U.S. credibility in world affairs was so evident, the president himself even occasionally joked about it, as he did at the 2006 White House Correspondents' Dinner.
I'm a hustling duck. I'm a leadership of the free world duck. And I'm continuing to spread our agenda globally and around the world, as well as internationally.
When he took office in 2009, President Obama vowed to restore that international credibility. And while his eight-year reputation in international affairs has been one of intelligence and statesmanship, during that same time, the U.S. has also been seen to withdraw from being a driving force in world affairs. Influence in the Middle East has diminished, having had little impact on the wars in Syria or Yemen. Susan Glasser, foreign affairs columnist at Politico, and Steve Clemens, Washington editor-at-large for The Atlantic, agree that the Obama years will be remembered as the start of an unprecedented withdrawal from world affairs. Clemens says in many ways, he did not see this coming.
Barack Obama came in when the stock of American power in the world was perceived to be very low. During the Bush administration, both major economic limits through the subprime crisis and then the invasion of Iraq and the real failure to move the needle in Iraq and Afghanistan began to demonstrate both to allies and foes that American military power was not what it used to be. And so that's what he inherited. And then when you come in and you come into the Middle East, and no matter where you're at, whether you think that, you know, every problem in the region is an American one or not, the Middle East, both from a geopolitical perspective but also a kind of theological one in terms of the Arab Muslim world, needs to go through a process. And we are not big enough nor have the scale enough to really influence that. So when you look at the fact when people say nothing happened in the Middle East, it may be that no one had an answer. And I tend to be one of those on the realist side of things that's more cautious about saying that Obama achieved nothing. He began to do things on nuclear safety that were important. And I think he began to prioritize things like the Iran deal to demonstrate that America was not out of the game, that it could strategically order its priorities and relationships to try to move the world, to move Iran. And that, in the long run, shows the world that we're still able to use our power in benevolent and important ways in the global system.
So Barack Obama's insight is that there's really no role for a single superpower. Caution is the better part of valor, and Iran is a good detail, but mostly it's seeing that there's nothing to do that constitutes a victory, Susan?
It's hard to say because 10 years from now, 20 years from now, the story may well look very different. But, I think one place where I would disagree with Steve, at least on emphasis, and not necessarily on the facts, but on emphasis, is on this question of where does Barack Obama end his presidency? And my view is that certainly not in the place where he or his advisors would have wanted the conversation to be when it comes to America's role in the world. And they did come in 2008 with a view that they were about restoring America's reputation after what they saw as some of the flaws and failures and criticisms of the Bush era. And you could argue that they were successful in that initial phase, but that we're ending, let's be real, it's not just that Donald Trump is coming in to succeed and potentially to undo many of the things that Barack Obama has done, both internationally as well as domestically, but it's also just on a purely more objective and factual sense, the war in Syria has been an unmitigated disaster. And while Obama has been cautious to the point of even overruling his own advisors repeatedly on doing anything in Syria to stop the bloodshed, that doesn't mean that he won't, potentially spend the rest of his life trying to figure out what he could have and should have done differently. That's been an enormous failure, it seems to me, while on Obama's watch. That doesn't mean that he personally is responsible for it, but it means that the United States, in not acting, allowed a tremendous tragedy to occur. So that's one thing I think will haunt Obama and his legacy in the world going forward. And then just another thought I wanted to throw into the conversation. We are literally having a conversation right now about whether this is the end of the liberal international order and whether Trump and the rise of these other authoritarian populists in Europe represents actually the fraying of this system of international institutions and alliances that has basically secured the world since the very end of World War II. Who knows if that's going to be the case or not, but I think it's extraordinary that this is what we're ending the Obama era with. And I do wonder whether he will be remembered as the last president of that post-war era.
It seems like there are a lot of gestures that could have been made, big global gestures on the refugee crisis. Okay, you can't solve the war in Syria, but could we have had a huge sort of global scope of response to the refugee crisis? We really didn't. What about nuclear proliferation? I mean, he won a Nobel Prize, but nuclear weapons are at about the same place aside from the Iran deal. The Iran deal feels like it was gettable, so he did that. And then if you look at the Middle East, we're not there. And if you really want to, you know, lie awake at night, think about Yemen. That is a famine that the U.S. is enabling through our alliance with Saudi Arabia. Those are all real negatives, if you ask me.
Well, on the first two, I would agree with one and not on the other. I think that with regards to Syria, in which no matter how you cook it, it is a set of civil wars with a set of proxy conflicts on top. It's very, very complex. But I've always been critical of the Obama administration and Congress writ large and our country for not having done something far, far more robust with the human consequences, the refugee crisis, much earlier, far, far before we began seeing photographs of young children washing up on the shores of Greece and other places. I disagree on the nuclear front in the sense that in an elite way, among the strategic class of countries around the world, Barack Obama created a new set of norms and practices that were important to pay attention. Mm. My criticism of it is that no one knows about it.
Right, exactly.
That the younger generation knows nothing about nuclear issues, and it's been somewhat troubling to me that with Donald Trump tweeting about a nuclear arms race with Russia, people look at this as a contest you can sort of win. I think the failure of the administration was not one of not moving, but of actually marketing to the next generation how many of these important institutions that were established in the past continue to have vital weight and leverage as we go into the future.
There was a lot of talk about a pivot to Asia. Susan, did we ever get there?
No, I would say no. I mean, that's what's so striking, and the Asia thing is a good example. So I think is the nuclear issue. To me, that's what's so striking about where Obama is ending. Are we talking about a president who's so eloquent, who's so disciplined, who had a very strategic checklist, in effect, of things he wanted to accomplish on the world stage, opening up a dialogue with Iran, which he successfully did, opening up a dialogue with Cuba, which he successfully did. And yet, here we are. He aspired even to embrace the rhetoric of global zero and to work towards eliminating nuclear weapons and cared about it more, arguably, than any president since Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton in the immediate aftermath of the Cold War. And yet, dot, dot, dot. To me, on all of these issues, that's what we're talking about is, you know, and yet, doesn't it make it all the more poignant? Listen to Barack Obama in his farewell address. He barely even mentioned the world. To the extent he did, he had one sentence sort of saying, hey, yeah, I got that Iran deal and I killed Osama bin Laden. But this is not the farewell address of an eloquent orator who has a lot to brag about.
Well, lots to think about there. Susan Glasser, foreign affairs columnist at Politico, and Steve Clemens, Washington editor-at-large for The Atlantic. Susan and Steve, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.